for the first time. We built our bodies well, oh yes. Lots of taste buds. Even water is like wine. But chocolate. Even the mind stops. There is nothing but the taste. She sighed. I imagine it is a wonderful way to die.
It doesn't seem to affect you, said Susan suspiciously.
The bandages and the gloves, said Lady Lejeune. Even then, it is all I can do not to give in. Oh, where are my manners? Do sit down, pull up a small child.
Lobsang and Susan exchanged a glance. Lady Lejeune noticed it.
I said something wrong, she said.
We don't use people as furniture, said Susan.
But surely they will not be aware of it, said her ladyship.
We will, said Lobsang. That's the point, really.
Ah, I have so much to learn. There is so much context to being human, I'm afraid. You, sir, can you stop the clock?
I don't know how to, said Lobsang. But I think I should know. I'll try.
Would the clockmaker know? He is here.
Where? Said Susan.
Just down the passage, said Lady Lejeune.
You carried him here?
He was barely able to walk. He was badly hurt in the fight.
What? Said Lobsang. How could he walk at all? We're outside time. Susan took a deep breath.
He carries his own time just like you, she said. He's your brother.
And it was a lie. But he wasn't ready for the truth. By the look on his face, he wasn't even ready for the lie.
Twins, said Mrs. Ogg.
She picked up the brandy glass, looked at it, and put it down.
There wasn't one, there was twins. Two boys, but...
She turned on Susan, a glare like a thermic lance.
You'll be thinking, this is an old biddy of a midwife, she said. You'll be thinking, what does she know?
Susan paid her the courtesy of not lying.
Part of me was, she admitted. Good answer. Part of us thinks all kinds of things, said Mrs. Ogg. Part of me is thinking, who's this haughty little miss who talks to me as if I was a kiddie of five? But most of me is thinking, she's got a heap of troubles of her own and has seen plenty of things a human shouldn't have to see. Mind you, part of me says, so have I. Seeing things a human shouldn't have to see makes us human.
Well, miss, if you've any sense, part of you is thinking, there's a witch in front of me who's seen my grandad many times when she's sat by a sickbed that suddenly become a deathbed. And she'll be ready to spit in his eye when the time comes, so she could probably bother me considerably right now if she puts her mind to it. Understand? Let's all keep our parts to ourselves.
And suddenly she gave Susan a wink.
As the high priest said to the actress.
I absolutely agree, said Susan. Completely.
Right, said Mrs. Ogg. So, twins, well, it was her first time, and human wasn't exactly a familiar shape with her. I mean, you can't do what comes naturally when you ain't exactly natural, and twins ain't quite the right word.
A brother, said Lobsang, the clockmaker.
Yes, said Susan, but I was a foundling.
So was he.
I want to see him now.
That might not be a good idea, said Susan.
I am not interested in your opinion, thank you.
Lobsang turned to Lady Lejeune.
Down that passage.
Yes, but he's asleep. I think the clock upset his mind, and also he was hit in the fight. He says things in his sleep.
Says what?
The last thing I heard him say before I came to find you was, we're so close any passage might do, said her ladyship.
She looked from one to the other.
Have I said the wrong thing?
Susan put her hand over her eyes. Oh, dear.
I said that, said Lobsang, just after we came up the stairs.
He glared at Susan.
Twins, right? I've heard about this sort of thing. What one thinks the other thinks too.
Susan sighed.
Sometimes she thought, I really am a coward.
Something like that, yes, she said.
I'm going to see him then, even if he can't see me.
Damn, thought Susan, and hurried after Lobsang as he headed along the passage. The auditor trailed behind them, looking concerned.
Jeremy was lying on a bed, although it was no softer than anything else in the timeless world. Lobsang stopped and stared.
He looks quite like me, he said.
Oh, yes, said Susan.
Thinner, perhaps?
Could be, yes.
Different lines on his face?